Cardinals Coop. Take one, bitch.
Bitch.
You freaky bitch! Cardinals two, strike it! Season four, bitch! Strike a pose, bitch! Bet the house on it! Get your bookie!
That's right.
Bet! Bet the money! Bet everything!
That's
bet your mortgage! Bet your children's college fund, bitch!
All of it!
Get in your wife and strike a pose for the trash! Strike a pose, Lions!
Cardinals,
you suck! Strike a pose, Pistons! Strike a pose for the Red Wings! Strike a pose for the goddamn Tigers, bitch! Ohio sucks!
That's right.
Kiss my ass, Cleveland! Strike a pose for the demonologist, bitch! Cardinals!
Take a pose for the Cardinals, Coop. What the hell is going on with y'all? Now, goddammit, we know that the Coop is all about betting. We know that the Coop is all about it, but I got some house cleaning to do. I got to say some shit first. Now, I'm going to abide by these damn fools here at the Corner Boy Network who, once again, minus the several suspensions that they've given the Cardinal, now they want to try and neuter the Cardinal. In case you don't know what that means, they want to try and take the Cardinals' balls. Now, there are women who have taken what is in the Cardinals' balls, and that is always for the giving. But damn it, these motherfuckers now want to shorten the show. Hey, 30 minutes is too long. You do it for 20. Now do it for 17. Yeah, so Leonard D. Robinson, my so-called podcast partner on For Show by the name of me, the two of them butt buddies have gotten together and decided they just wanted to fuck the Cardinal over. So that was for both of them, and the soup I just ate and the tortilla chips I am currently eating, bitch. So anyway, man, they have gotten together and they want to keep the Coop at 17 minutes. You know, so I mean, here we go with that. They're blaming it on you people, saying you people don't have short attention span, which you do. And most of you listening to this, you know, my family, not actual family, but I'm just saying the people here in Georgia, you know, very, very low attention spans because they cannot read. Okay? In Mississippi, it's worse. You have a low attention span because your children have a low attention. I'm not going to insult you people right now. God damn it. I got too much to fucking be happy about. Let's get some goddamned music on the motherfucking Coop, you freaky bitch. We're not going to hear this X-Clan shit right now. I have to cut that bullshit off. Oh, here's a little Ultra Madness. Puri Hemlock, the Cannibals. Strike a pose with this shit, bitch!
Strangers in a practice, they were left to death. I suppose it was more building like the one left to die. Woo!
Punk ass chips! Punk ass bitch! Alright, that's enough of that. Anyway, man, the Cardinal is in a grandiose mood. Because, you know, anytime I get to make you simple-minded motherfuckers rich, God damn it, I just relish in that shit. But half of you still don't want to listen to the Cardinal. So let's just break some shit down that actually took place. Right, cut this shit off for a minute because I got to let this shit be known. All right, last week I told you that Minnesota was going to cover against the Saints. Saints were favored by 6.5. They only won by 5. I win. Bang. I told you that Tampa Bay was going to knock off the Browns, and they did. Bang. I told you that the Miami Dolphins was going to take out the Buffalo Bills. Bang. I told you. See, this is what happened to you simple-minded sons of bitches. Don't listen. I told you that those Tim Tebow-ass-looking motherfuckers up in Denver wasn't going to cover against Jacksonville. Jacksonville was going to take them out, win the money. I hope you bet. If you didn't you lose? Bitch! I told you motherfuckers that the goddamned Lions, even though they got robbed, and you heard the special, you heard the robbery special that we did. They got robbed, but the goddamn Bears didn't motherfucking cover. They were favored by 6. They won by 5. I win. Bitch! I told you my upset goddamn special of the week was them goddamn Texans in Houston. And I said, what did I tell you, simple-minded bastards up in Jackson, Mississippi, who cannot read? That's why I said it to you auditorily. I did it to you in your ear hole, bitch. And I told you that the Houston Texans, not only would Indianapolis not cover, Houston would win outright. They won by 10. Bang! I told you about the who else did I tell you about? I told you about the Cardinals. Bang! I told you about the motherfucking Ravens. Bang! I told you about Kansas City. Bang! I didn't do nothing but win last week. Bang! 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 I am fucking incredible. I just wanted you motherfuckers to know that shit. Get the goddamn music back on now. So now we gonna get on with this week. I tried to contact the demonologist. He is nowhere in sight. So the coop must move on. So I will deal with the demonologist. And for those who don't know, let me just quickly break down the show. You know, we don't have much time because we don't have but 17 fucking minutes. But anyway, I am the leader of the church of the conspiracy, Cardinal Dave. Everything is fixed, from sports to politics. We don't talk a whole lot of politics here. But if you want to hear that shit, my original show that I started with my sorry punk-ass podcast partner, me. He is the producer of that shit, which is why my show keeps getting cut. But anyway, for show, if you want to hear for show, we drop that shit every goddamn Friday at fshoshow.com. That's for showshow.com. You can hear us on YouTube. You can watch us on YouTube. All you got to do is type in for show show at YouTube, bitch. But anyway, that in hell with all that bullshit. God damn it, let's get on with these goddamn betting lines for this week. Because I tried to make you stupid motherfuckers some money last week. You didn't want to listen to the motherfucking Cardinal. And by the way, those of you all in my fantasy football leagues, I will, before we go, mention all 5 of my leagues. I will call some people out. I will kick some ass. And I will take some names. Anyway, strike a pose, bitch. And whenever I say strike a pose, that means I'm making you famous. Like that runway model, that whore that walks up and down the aisle, and then the cameras come out, and the paparazzi says, strike a pose, you bitch, and then she stops, and they take her picture, and they put it in the paper, and tell her she's a gold-digging whore. All right, man, so anyway, let's get down to some picks. If I don't cover all these games, it's because the Cardinal is trying to cut this shit down. It's because the Cardinal is, pressed for time. But anyway, let's get it on. Now, I told you motherfuckers last week about them goddamn Lions. I'm going to tell you right now, I would not want to play the fucking Lions this week for nothing. You heard the robbery show. You know about Calvin John. I'm not even going to get into that shit this week. But goddamn it, I wouldn't want to play them motherfuckers this week. And that's the first, probably the only time you ever going to hear me say some shit like that. Even though I'm starting Mike Vick in one or two of my fantasy leagues, because I think he'll run around all over the place, I do believe that these goddamn Lions, who are at home against the Eagles, Eagles are favored by 4.5. I do believe that these sorry motherfucking Lions will not only cover, but win outright. First game, Javid Best is going to run all over the goddamn place on that fucking carpet where he's a quick little bastard. The Eagles are all banged up with injuries. They lost 2 or 3 people. And by the way, shout out to all my leagues where I picked up Brandon Jackson and you fuckers didn't. So that's what you get for not goddamn paying attention to shit. But anyway, here's a little Mantronics, you simple bitch. That's enough. You can hear the music when it comes in later. But anyway, check this shit out, man. Eagles favored by 4.5. Fuck that. They ain't covering. I'm taking the fucking Lions. The Bears, the culprits, the thieves who stole from the Lions, got a paper victory last week. I'm going to tell you something, man. The Bears are in Dallas, and Dallas is favored by 8. I don't like this Dallas team. And I wouldn't give them 8 points. I would, if they was playing Buffalo. Well, no, if they was playing Buffalo, I'd give them 20. Buffalo ain't shit as a football team and a city. But goddammit, I got to go on ahead, and I think the Bears are going to, even though I think they're a shit stain on the world right now, I got to go ahead and think that the Bears are not going to, take the Bears in 8 points. Cowboys not going to cover that. Play a strike a pose, bitch. All right, the Buccaneers and the Panthers, they think this game is so fucking sorry, they don't even have it on the fucking board, and if they did, I'm not betting that bullshit. All right, the Steelers and the Titans. Oh, by the way, yeah, I gave you the Steelers against Atlanta last week outright. Mash! I forgot that one. God damn, did I lose a game last week? Just a bad motherfucker. Strike a pose. Well, anyway, man, we got Pittsburgh at Vince Young and the Titans. I like the Titans favored by 5. I know they blew out, what's the name last week, the Titans. I don't forgot who they blew out, but I know they put too much in this Roethlisberger thing. You know, Pittsburgh didn't even score a fucking touchdown last week in that damn game. Man, I'd stay away from this fucking game if I was you, man, because I don't know if the Titans are going to cover. I know what they did last week. Fuck it. Take the Titans, bitch, and the 5. They're going to kick Pittsburgh monkey ass. All right, man, you got the Ravens favored by 1.5 at Cincinnati. That's the one game I lost last week. Cincinnati just tried to do me with easy lubricant. Those bitches fucked up my perfect goddamn schedule. And just for that, the Ravens going to go in there and beat their ass. Although, I do believe that Carson Palmer and them going to hang around for a while. But the Ravens are favored by 1.5. I think the Ravens will win by 3. So take the Ravens, bitch. Now, here we go. I told you all before that the worst team in existence was the goddamn Buffalo Bills. Green Bay is favored by 13. Normally, NFL, I never... You give me 13 points in any professional football team, and I'm going to take them, except the Bills. I really believe that Aaron Rodgers, even in garbage time, they'll be up by 30. I think this might be one of the greatest massacres in the history of football. Green Bay will absolutely destroy Buffalo. Buffalo is, they're giving Buffalo 13 points. They're going to need 30. Take Green Bay, bitch. All right, now I'm not going through all these damn games. I'm just going to give you the games that I want you to have. Rams and Raiders, I wish I would call that garbage. The Seahawks and the Broncos, two more janky-ass teams. And Seattle, don't think that I'm impressed by what you did against San Francisco last week. That just tells us that Frisco ain't what we thought. I still believe that Seattle and Pete Carroll's, and by the way, Pete Carroll, your crooked ass, you had the nerve to come out today and say something about USC, and I hope the university learned and Reggie Bush learned. You got out of there when the getting was good. You're knee-deep in it, you simple-minded bitch. So fuck Pete Carroll and his bitch ass. That's a little MC Breed right here. Let's go to the club. Shout out to MC Breed. Rip. Yeah, that's enough. Okay, well, I don't know what that shit's doing in there. Okay, we got a little bullshit right here. How many of y'all remember the College Boys, bitch? That's enough. All right, man, so anyway, those are the only games I'm picking, man. Who's on Monday night? I'm going to give you that. Saints and 49ers. Now, fuck the 49ers, okay? They're going to get the... They're going to get... Take the Saints. I don't give a fuck what the spread is. They playing in Frisco. Just take the goddamn Saints. All right, man. So anyway, man, we at the 14-minute mark of this bitch, and we striking poses and kicking ass. So I can give you all the games that I'm going to fucking give you. Now, I'm just going to tell you motherfuckers right now, what you need to do is we going to have some special guest stars. You need to take your ass to the motherfucking cardinalscoop.podomag.com and listen to this shit all day and all motherfucking goddamn night. Now, I got some shit for your ass right now. I got a few minutes. I'm going to say some shit. Now, I'm in 5 fantasy football leagues. And even though in 3 of them I lost the first game by percentage points in all 3, let me name these leagues and I'm going to call a few people out and I'm going to get the hell out of here because I don't respect. I'm just going to tell you right now, I plan on being the first motherfucker ever to win all 5 of his goddamn leagues. Now, I'll start with my pay league, and I said my. That's the Detroit Football League of 2010. It's a stupid title for a league. And the commish, we'll just call him Lewis. This motherfucker is the most ignorant sumbitch on the planet. I'm actually playing the commish this week. I'm going to kick his ass, okay? He calls himself Eastside Boogie. I call himself Eastside Booty, okay? Because that's what he going to be giving up when I send his ass to motherfucking fantasy football prison with the rest of these motherfuckers up in there. And by the way, just like in training day when he said, you want to go to the booty house? That's where you going, motherfucker. Take your ass to the... And we got a woman in that league named Victoria's Secret. That's about as cute as it's going to get for you. Your name. As you know, you need to be in the kitchen cooking the Cardinals dinner. Strike a pose. And she's also in the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. There's some more janky motherfuckers that I'm going to run through one by one. Even though I got cheated by a nigga named CB, okay, calls himself the Beast. He cheated, won by 11. You won't win again in the rematch, you bastard. Anyway, we got Thunderdome. Here's another janky-ass title for a goddamn league. But anyway, I'm not doing nothing but kicking ass in that league. The Demonologist, whose fantasy football name is Murder Killer Winner, okay? I don't know how much more retarded and special ed that shit gets. But anyway, he took it there. And then, of course, we got another group called the Talented Tenth. This is the league that I won the fucking championship in, and I destroyed a motherfucker last week, and I'm going to destroy another one this goddamn week. He's calling himself Fifth House. You going to need a fifth, you motherfucker, and goddamn be in the house and drink that bitch. And then, of course, there's my league, you know, the league that I created, founded, the league that I spread my legs and gave birth to. Actually, I was sitting on the toilet, but that's a whole other goddamn issue. Well, anyway, man, we had 17 minutes. Shout out to Masters of the Gridiron. You motherfuckers ain't shit neither. I'm going to run through all of y'all. So you see the Cardinals in a feisty mood. But I goddamn just deserve to be in that motherfucker. Fuck Omega Sci-Fi. It's all about the alphas, you rat soup-eating bastards. Anyway, man, we about to head on up out of here, man. God damn it, I'm looking for the motherfucking outro. I'm not heading nowhere till I do my goddamn motherfucking outro. I'm just saying this, man. Y'all got to listen to the coup. Y'all got to listen to the motherfucking strike a pose. Y'all got to listen to for show. I mean, y'all got to do all that motherfucking shit, man. Just do it and learn.
Damn sick and tired of getting all rebounded. 25 offensive rebounds. First time we blocked it, we can call.
Next show, the Demonologist will be with us. Next week, I'm only going to handicap 3 or 4 games so I can start having special guests on this shit. The Obami will be back. 7-Eleven will be back.
Bet the house on.
Yoda's will be back.
Get your bookie.
Sling Blade Bob will be back.
Bet some money. Bet everything. Bet your mortgage. Bet your children.
And shout out to the Snapper. And all the guests that was on the motherfucking We Was Robbed show. And fuck the NFL for robbing a lion. Yeah, strike a pose.
Strike a pose, Pistons. Strike a pose for the Red Wings. Strike a pose for the goddamn Tigers.
Fuck the Tigers.
Ohio sucks.
As a city, sports town, and a state.
Bitch.
I said Ohio is a city. Just figure that out for yourself, motherfucker.
And just totally, 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 totally laying that coop, bitch.
And tell your grandmother to keep listening to the goddamn Cardinals coop with her old ass. I just might come around the house and make her young again. Strike a pose, you old bitch.